Hollywood stars and music legends have descended on Philadelphia to campaign for their preferred candidates as the presidential race enters its final stretch. WHYY politics reporter Carmen Russell Sluchansky has been taking notice.
Oh, meet me in the land of hope.
Bruce Springsteen.
And dream.
John Legend.
When the glory comes, he will be ours. He will be ours.
And the rapper commonly known as Common.
Yeah, yeah, second. It's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union.
Celebrities are a familiar part of the political process, but they have been out in force in Philadelphia this election cycle. It's a testament to their investment in this race and how crucial the Commonwealth is. Springsteen and Legend both performed at a rally for Harris, carrying on a musical tradition going back at least as far as Frank Sinatra, who wrote a song for John F. Kennedy's campaign for president.
Everyone is voting for Jack, 'cause he's got what all the rest lack. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track.
Kid Rock also followed that lead when he, too, used his chosen candidate's name in a song he performed at the Republican National Convention. A series of A-list actors have also been popping up in Philly for Harris, including Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kerry Washington, Tessa Thompson, Mark Ruffalo, and Don Cheadle. Cheadle told WHYY News this election has him concerned more than any other.
Because obviously we're in a battleground state and the stakes are as high as they've ever been. And I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't just, you know, talking about it, that I was being about it. And I'm here with my wife and we wanted to, you know, just say a big thank you to those that are, you know, on the ground knocking on doors. And
TV and movie star Sarah Jessica Parker told WHYY News reproductive health rights are the top issue for why she felt the need to get involved.
As a parent of, you know, two 15-year-old girls, young women, I feel an enormous responsibility to fight for their freedoms and their rights, but also for women across our country.
Most of the stars making their way to the Keystone State came to campaign for Harris. That's left some Republicans calling on celebrities to, quote, stay in their lane and out of politics. Common told WHYY News that's offensive.
We're human beings. We have families. Our hearts beat. We care about people. We care about our loved ones. We care about ourselves. And we care about the world being better and our country being better. So
that's a sentiment Parker agrees with.
I grew up in a family that was involved in politics long before I was born. I started working on campaigns when I was a very little girl, and I've always been involved. I'm a citizen, just like it's all right for teachers and engineers and plumbers to share their political points of view, their hopes and their dreams. I'm just like them. I'm a voter, and I take my vote seriously. I care a huge amount about being not just civic-minded, but involved. And I don't think that I should be siloed because I happen to be an actor.
Some Hollywood stars have endorsed Donald Trump, including Mel Gibson, Zachary Levy, Hulk Hogan, and Dennis Quaid. But none of them appear to have ventured to the region, unlike billionaire Elon Musk, who made his presence in the swing state known. So will the celebrity presence help? Springsteen first performed on the campaign stage in 2008 for Barack Obama, who went on to handily win that election. He also tried to help out Hillary Clinton in 2016, even playing right here in Philadelphia, but she lost Pennsylvania by 40,000 votes. Several hundred thousand people reportedly registered in the days after Taylor Swift endorsed Harris, including tens of thousands of voters here in the Commonwealth. A recent Harvard University study found celebrities can help promote voter participation, including voter education and mobilization efforts. A Harris campaign staffer said that was the purpose behind the event with Springsteen and Legend at the Lee Corus Center Sunday. The campaign filled the stadium with 10,000 supporters in hopes of converting them to door knockers and phone bakers, creating a potential multiplier effect in the last few days as both campaigns scrambled to get their supporters to the polls. That seems to have worked for some attendees, including Sylvia Lucci, who said she's newly energized.
When you registered for this, you were actually offered to register for more events, and it was almost like you felt this was a treat. You know, if I'm going to be treated by this, I'm going to go home and I'm going to go one more canvas because that's my ticket. I pay my ticket by saying I'm going to volunteer one more time.
This is Carmen Russell Sluchansky on the Star Trail for WHYY News.
Can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.